In the coal mine?
Mm-hmm.
Is he from Rock Springs?
My dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we came here from New Montana when he worked in the smelters as a
I can't remember being quite there anymore.
I know, we lived right by where they
would take this
ore or something out of the mine, and they dump it over
like a big
slack or something, and it was all real fiery red.
Now
what would they be mining for that? I can't remember.
Might have been copper.
No, I don't think it was copper. I don't know, but it was right
this,
there.
This was in Montana?
Mm-hmm. Butte.
When were you born?
1909.
Quite a while back.
I'm going to be 80 in November.
What day in November?
18th.
Well, it's 2 days before my birthday. I'm born the 20th of November.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. November's a good month.
But you're way behind me.
A few years. Not that much. I'm catching you.
Well, anyway.
You were born in Butte, Montana, then?
I was born in Thunderwood.
Cumber.
Mm-hmm. There was a coal mine outside of Kemmer, but it isn't there anymore.
Oh, I see. That's pretty country. When did you move to Montana? Or did you ever live in Montana?
In Butte?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lived there when my dad lived in the mine in the whatever. Oh, that's kind of a mine right there. Whenever the miners would go on strike, you know, he'd never cross the picket line.
He was a union man.
Huh?
He was a union member.
Oh, yeah. So he'd go somewhere else
mm-hmm.
and work.
How old were you when you moved to Rock Springs?
I think I was in the grade school, but I don't remember exactly which grade.
Just a young person then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the conditions of town? Was town pretty nice at the town at that time? Did they have sewers and things of that nature?
Had what?
Had a sewer? Was the sewer system in by then?
Oh, no.
The sewer system hasn't been in very long.
Yeah? I don't know exactly when it was finished.
I know we had we didn't have an inside toilet. I know that. And we had those outside toilets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But my dad worked in I don't know if he worked in the UP mines or not, but he used to have a little McGath right down here.
Mm-hmm.
My little well, at the end of Alder Street and up the way.
I see.
And he opened the mine and he closed it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he mine a lot of coal out of it?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of coal came
out? Oh, yeah. See, he worked. Regular coal miners would go in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to work there when they opened the mine, and he was there when they closed it.
How old was he when they closed it? An old man, or?
Well, he was, at the age of getting Social Security.
Did he work after that? Or did he basically retire then?
I can't remember. No. I don't think he worked after that.
Did you have a lot of friends? Were there a lot of young kids in the town when you were growing up there?
When I was growing up? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of young people.
Was there a difference in class? You know, like people say that one side of the railroad tracks was the working people and the south side of the railroad tracks were the business people.
Yeah, that's how it was supposed to be. But when we were... well, we didn't even think of that, you know.
Didn't bother
us at all.
And they say that Rock Springs is a melting pot. They have all different ethnic, all different communities.
Okay. Gee, I don't know. Maybe this will happen.
Was there much discrimination, you know, like against colored people or the Chinese or anything like that?
Well, we didn't. When we moved here, the Chinese, there weren't too many left, but they used to have a regular place where all the Chinamen lived, and I can't remember where it was now, but it was close to,
down there by the old Catholic Church.
Yeah, I think past that anyway.
Yeah, a little bit on the north side. On the other side of what they used to call Camp Pilot Butte.
Yeah.
The Army Fort they used to have.
Yeah, that's right. I knew it was somewhere around there. And, they'd have, I hear that they, I never was here when they had these fights and stuff, you know. A bit of hard water, I guess. My first father-in-law, or my second one, but my first father-in-law was a saloon keeper.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. And he and they gambled in the saloons and everything.
Was this during the years of Prohibition?
No, I think after, because they had the regular bars, you know, and they gambled and had a gambling room.
Do you remember the years of Prohibition pretty well?
I remember we lived in Butte at the time.
Did you?
And, that was when the war ended, when they were all sleeping and falling. No, we lived here when the Prohibition ended, but I can't remember what year. I never thought I'd have to, you know.
Yeah. Well, years aren't really that important, just the time of year remember some of the events.
I thought these Chinese people, my first father-in-law, he was real good to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd help them out when they needed things. And then at Christmas time, they'd give him gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got dishes downstairs that are in that cupboard I have downstairs. And that they had given to me, these hand painted things.
Oh, that does look pretty.
Yeah, that's where they came from. From the Chinese people that he would befriend.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What were the schools like here? You know, grade school and high school. Did you go to high school here too?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were really, we didn't do much like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
We walked. We didn't ride.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
We walked. We lived on East Flat. You know where East Flat is?
Yeah.
And over here on B Street, where that school is right across from the Episcopal Church there.
I know what you're talking about.
That's where we went to high school.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And we walked. And we walked home for lunch, and we walked back.
Did you have a hard time getting across the railroad tracks?
No, we'd go over then. But we had to be real careful, you know.
Do you ever remember, I was reading in a history book, a couple of children got run over by trains crossing railroad tracks and playing on. Do you ever remember any
of that? No, I don't remember that.
Uh-uh. What? Just remember reading about it.
They used to have a bridge right there where Finelli's music store is now.
Mm-hmm.
That went across the railroad track.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to walk up an incline and then cross, and then it had steps. I think it was steps that went down on where the to get to the depot where it is now. The depot was always there that I remember.
Yeah. According to all the pictures I've seen, it's been in the same place.
And it was cold. And we'd walk home then at noon to eat. Once in a while, our folks, my brother would fix us a lunch so we didn't have to come home, you know, when it'd be cold.
Yeah, I bet that made it nice.
Yeah, but but we were so used to walking that it didn't bother us, you know.
Yeah, it was the sign of the times. That's the way they did things
then. They did them like that.
Do you remember any of the kids that you went to school with? Did you have any best friends that are still in town?
Yeah, I still go with, have coffee after church every Sunday with these two friends of mine that went to school with me. And one of them, when she graduated, worked for the telephone company and one for the First Security Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both retired. They're a little bit older than I am, a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still the best of friends.
Do you remember the basketball and football teams from the high school?
Oh, yeah. And when they had the... the tournament down Laramie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have TVs or radio or anything, you know? And you get all the information by telegram.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a store right there, well, right where the Barra Drug is, you know, and just up a few doors, there was, what was there that they got all the telegrams and they paste them on the window, and that's how we found out who'd win the games and who won in the other academic things, you know, the tournament.
A lot of team spirit.
Well,
a lot of team spirit and stuff in the high school back in the old days around here.
Yeah.
A lot of people got involved.
Yeah. And, we'd go up there and just wait until they'd get a telegram to see who.
Do you remember the First World War very well?
I was we were in youth then.
Were you? You were just a young person, 10 years old or so.
When we came here, I was in grade school. I don't know whether I was in the fifth grade or fourth or fifth or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the whistle blowing.
Yeah, 1919 from World War I ended.
1919?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. So I was 10.
Mm-hmm. You moved here from Butte, Montana. What led you to move? The coal mines? Your dad needing work?
You mean to come here?
Yeah, to come to Rock Springs.
To go in the coal mines, yeah. And we came by train.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was that an exciting trip?
Well, my dad would go first, you know, and he'd get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd get my mother to get us to go. And so she'd have to do all the moving and get the stuff all moved to come here and all of there's four children in our family. And then she'd take us all on the train, and I remember we had a little track lunch is all we had on the train. And she told my dad, she was telling us that this is the last time she's going to move. He wants to move again, he can go himself. So we stayed there. And we lived in Beaumont and
Boise, Idaho, too.
My dad went down there once when it was
for a job,
when the mines were on strike. Mm-hmm. Or he couldn't get a job, I don't remember what it was. And he bought a little house there. And then he cut off, we all went there. But we were just kids then.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about the strikes in the coal mine here in Rock Springs? There were several different strikes that have been outlined in the history.
Well, they didn't have any, they didn't have any fights or anything that I remember. They just had strikes and they didn't work, but...
And your dad wouldn't cross the picket line?
No, no.
So he was probably definitely a union member. Do you remember John L. Lewis?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Did you ever meet him?
Mm-hmm.
And they used to, the union used to have a union hall down there on... North Front Street, where I think it was right there on the corner where Callis's real estate is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about on North Front Street.
Uh-huh. And all the men would gather around that hall all the time. There was men there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then every 8-hour day.
That's
the temp, when is that? 8-hour day.
That's Labor Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's an 8-hour.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Labor Day? Labor Day is in September, first weekend in September.
Okay. Well, they always had a parade, and men would march, all the different unions would march,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd have, they'd have a big program at the Rialto Theater. And that Rialto Theater was where the Rock Springs National Bank was where it is now, only part of it in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to it was the Rialto Theater.
Kind of behind it toward the railroad track from the bank.
No, it wasn't. It was right next to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
See, the bank was on the corner,
mm-hmm.
and then the next one over was the Rialto Theater. And they used to have old vaudeville would come to town on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and boy, that was a big deal. But I didn't get to go to very many of those, but my sister, she had a boyfriend that his father owned a garage here, the Northside Garage, and it's down there where on the corner by the Howard Butte Hotel. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I do.
Right there on the corner.
Yeah, that's Skip's now.
Yeah, Skip's. And they had the Northside, they called the Northside Garage. And her father-in-law, after she married this kid, he owned it.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to let her take a car on Sunday, her boyfriend. And I remember so plainly once that the horn stuck. And it was blowing, and I got down there so people couldn't see me, and she had to keep driving to get to the garage. That was funny.
I bet it was. It sounds like a pretty funny incident.
Yeah, pretty
When did you first get married?
1936.
1936.
Mm-hmm.
What did your first husband do for a living?
He worked in the post office.
Oh, I thought that was your second husband.
No, my first husband worked in the post office.
Was the pay very good? Did he make enough for you to be
fairly
good in life?
He made less than $100 a month. And I made less than $100 a month. I would work for a big department store. Well, it used to be where Bayard Drug is now,
mm-hmm.
and when I graduated from high school, I went to work there the next day, and they had furniture and groceries and meat and hardware and
ladies'
wear and men's wear, and then they had a warehouse. It was, what word do I want to say, where they bought all kinds of grain and stuff for all these sheep men.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was supposed to be like more, a better price or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they owned a store in Bitter Creek, Wyoming. And they had a store down on
West Platte.
And then there was two Piggly Wiggly stores. Do you remember Piggly Wiggly?
No.
No, that was way before your time.
It was
chain outfits, you know. I mean, but you bought
it.
But you used their name.
Yeah.
And we had two of them here in town.
We ran.
I mean, the store.
Who owned it? The place where you were.
That was, his name was Rumsey.
Quite an older man.
English?
Huh?
He was an English man, Englander?
I don't know what nationality he was.
Sounds like an English name.
But, they came here from Rollins. And, he was real good to me. He let me.
He
bought me some golf clubs and paid my dues for the golf course. It was, they call it Dead Horse Canyon Golf Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I belonged to. And he
was.
We had Ladies' Day like they do now too, and he let me go
to golf,
you know, during the day on Ladies' Day, and stay for lunch and everything, you know.
Sounds like a real nice boss.
Yeah, he was, and he fell or something.
Fell
one night or something, broke his hip or.
He called me.
They took him to the hospital. He lived with his daughter came here. Her name, last name was Thompson. She was
married.
They lived in Laguna Beach. And,
California.
Mm-hmm.
And so she and her husband were
divorced.
And, she,
came.
Was with her dad.
Did divorce back in those days carry a great deal of
stigma?
Oh, well, people didn't divorce very often.
Yeah,
it was something you looked down on.
Yeah, not like today.
Oh, no. No,
divorce is more on the go than today.
Yeah, but they just, people just didn't get a divorce. I think
for better or for worse.
And you
really
said it. You bet. And you did. And sometimes it was bad and sometimes it was good. But you, everybody, very seldom you heard of a divorce.
When you got married in 1936, how long had you been out of high school?
I graduated in 27.
In 27, so you've been out. About 7-8 years.
9 years.
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Was $200 a month between
no,
you and your
no,
husband?
No, not 200.
Well, that's between you and your husband. About
yeah.
100 apiece.
Yeah.
Had enough money to live on back then. Could you
yeah.
buy the things you needed and the groceries?
Well, we seemed to get along all right. Things were expensive like they are now.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you own your own house?
No,
we lived.
He lived, first he lived up on, up
number
one. At the Verna Apartments, do you know where they are?
I've heard of them.
Are they
well, it was the best, nicest apartment in town.
Didn't have
than any, I think it was the only apartment.
No.
And,
that's where
and, we paid, $40 a month rent.
Does that include your electric and
electricity we have to pay. But it included everything.
Did you have coal burning stoves or did
no,
you have natural gas?
No, we had gas.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And they were real nice apartments. And I know we knew that my husband was, we were married yet when he rented the place. Name was Sark. What's her name? They owned, he was a
teenager.
And he had a place down at Howard's. Real nice place. A saloon and a
bar.
And where the a dance hall.
Sargento.
Mm-hmm. And
Lord.
Carol went to apartments, you know. And
she's
I'm not gonna rent you an apartment. You're just gonna have a lot of parties up here. Because he was quite the sore and
he liked to party a lot.
And he said, but Jenny, I'm gonna get married. And she wanted to know who to, and he told her, and she said, well, that's different. Because she knew our family too, you know. We moved up there. And real nice apartment. We lived there for quite a while. How many years?
Back in those days, was Rock Springs small enough?
Well, you knew
just about everybody?
Yeah, everybody. You knew everybody.
Well, that
community like that would be nice to live in.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should think.
Yeah. And then we moved up there on Reed Street.
I never
His name was Collins, and he was a bartender down at the Park Hotel. And the Park Hotel had just, they were the first ones that had what they call those,
a cocktail lounge.
And it was a long, narrow one. And oh, that was, we thought that was great, you know.
Go out dancing a lot.
Yeah, and they used to have dance to play more. They had they were public dance halls. And usually the men
by
themselves and the girls would go by themselves.
Oh yeah. And just meet the
Then we usually go home.
One of them,
you know. And we used to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I bet. Sounds like those used to be a lot of fun from the history of the world.
Yeah, they were real. And I know on Saturday nights is when they had the dances and even going working already. In fact, we didn't, I don't think we went to a like that while we went to school. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I met
my
Bruce husband,
he worked in the post office. He came when I was working in the store.
Bill.
And he had dropped a $10 bill on the floor. And I didn't know who dropped it, and I noticed that there was
he doesn't
put it in the office. And then he called.
Want
to know if I'd found a $10 bill if we found one?
Yeah.
He said, well, I'll
pick it up.
And so he came down and he said, He'd see me down there on Saturday. Okay. It's an ass thing. And he worked nights at the postal. So he'd stop in there before and watch him dance. He'd go to work. So he said, well, for dance tonight, he says, I'll buy you a drink. To have one drink on Saturday night, that was really something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bar.
With a dance hall.
So that's how we start. Get to know each other.
How long did you know him before you married him? Go out with him?
I don't know, a couple of years. Very much, I don't think. Because in 34 I went to Boston, and he left me off for 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Where?
I was gone for 3 months. His girlfriend and I. She was a sister to
Ruth and Selmy.
Did you meet her, Rudy and Selmy?
Mm-hmm.
The two of us went to Europe.
In
34. And it was right when we came back that
1934, we're getting into a different
party.
But that's when Nazism first started happening over there.
I know they were really, when we were in Yugoslavia, the family was real concerned about us because of being told.
About a war,
you know. Yeah.
Was there any violence, war type violence?
No. No, Bob, but you have to my relatives in Yugoslavia, they have to go to the, whatever they call it, I don't know. That we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted us to see a different part close to where they lived. It was on the German, and you get to the German side, you know. And we walked that far in the forest. It wasn't very far, but then when we got to the top, we couldn't cross over, but she and I could because we had our
mm-hmm.
You know, but they couldn't go. And we have to register if we're there.
Boy, I thought that was a violent era. You remember that?
When the war ended, and all kinds of partying and stuff going on, you know.
I can imagine. Do you remember the strikes and the coal mines they had during World War II?
They didn't have any violence around here, though, during the strike.
But when you
lived in Duluth, Montana, they did assess place for my dad,
you know,
to begin with. And in the mornings,
got to
pass a place to go to school. Miners bust us all over, you know, and they'd be fighting. But my dad had went to Anaconda, I think it was, to work.
He
wasn't there, but of course we were there, and they would have fights and everything.
Well, I understand that Warm Springs seemed to have got built itself a bad reputation.
Yes.
It built itself a bad reputation as unpatriotic and
what?
And during World War II, when they went on strike and the government took over the mines. Do you remember any of that?
I can't remember that.
Just finished reading a chapter in my history book that described red, white, and blue flags up above the mine entrances and notices on the mines. Now U.S. government property.
Yeah, I don't remember about that. I guess we just didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you and your husband really weren't working in coal mines, it probably wasn't that big of you. The Great Depression, do you remember that very well?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I was the bookkeeper for the store.
Was he having a hard time with his finances in the store?
Oh, yeah. Well, not exactly. We always carried all these sheep boxes. They pay when they sold their wool. They sold their wool.
Mm-hmm.
And the other that we kept, their bills would really go up.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Yeah.
But,
when I started, the day after I graduated, I was $40 a month. And we didn't get till in the 80s and I worked there for 20 years.
Didn't working there? Did you go to work somewhere else? Or did
then
you
I worked for my brother down in Martin. Do you remember Martin Reed's
story? I've heard of that story.
Yeah. We had a lot of nice things there.
That was more or less a clothing shoe.
No, it was a gift store, and we sold the china and all that kind. And when they first bought that store, my brother was in World War II. And she, his wife ran it, and they had a
phone
in where they served different kinds of ice creams and and they had bath and a few little candies and very little stuff, you know. But then when he when Al came back from the war, then he went in there with he and his wife, and they started building it up, and they, oh, we have all kinds of beautiful, and everybody got married, they bought all of
it,
and we have, and we had, all the patients, and Al would, he had a machine where he put their names on their napkins and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you quit your first job to go to work for your brother?
Okay.
So it was a lot of business.
No, I quit there and went to work for my brother. I quit
what?
Store and during the war
when
we were rationing and everything, you know, and oh, it was pity. And I got so tired and I just told Harold, I'm going to quit. And so I quit. And he was post office. I didn't have any business quitting, but we got along. And then I was only home for 2 years, and I couldn't stand it anymore, so I went back to the same place. They'd already, they had another girl that was the head bookkeeper, so I took charge of the hardware. And, oh, I learned all about, I did get everything and all what the sheepmen had to have for their, to run their offices. You had to roll bags and all that kind of.
You know? I bet the sheep business was interesting.
Huh?
I bet the sheep
business. Oh, yeah, and they'd come in, you know, and they'd congregate there and talk about everything. It was really interesting.
What?
Uh-huh.
I've heard that the sheep industry is just,
what?
Brought springs alive.
Yeah,
impression.
Yeah. And, this is really nice and all of them. So nice. And I had learned in the hardware, but I did it. And then after that, oh, I know why. Quit because my niece was working for my brother, and she was married, so he asked me if I'd want to go there instead of.
Did he pay you pretty good money?
No, we didn't know what he was. He wanted any money. Oh, when I quit working, I think I was making $200 a week, I think. That's what I was there.
Oh, okay.
A little more, I guess. I can't remember what it was, but it didn't make hardly any money. But we had as much as we they have.
Yeah. The economy follows.
Yeah, and then, you know, things didn't cost like this.
That's right.
And
really?
So much every month. I know before I was there,
mm-hmm.
I used to put, it was $10 a month in savings account. It was what are all these that
were
out of business now?
Savings
and
loans?
Yeah. Saving in your own place. And it's gonna go out and close up. They have to, like, they, you know, they weren't making it. But I got, when I went to where I took my money out of, and we had lots of to sell and put money in it. And we got enough to take our trip to Europe.
Mm-hmm. How did you take a ship over?
Uh-huh. Yeah, great. Oh, that was the best thing. We had so much fun, you can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many pictures of it, and then we were about
on the
trip, and then we moved from that house down on down here. It's my but oh, we had a lot of fun, and there was a bunch of doctors going over to Vienna to study for certain special, and we got in with them. We thought that we'd have a good time on the boat.
Well, that's good.
And they got off in before we did. I can't remember how it was now, but they had our library, and so they would write to us while we were going on this trip, and they were going to Vienna to study, that's where it was. So, and we were going to go up, and Vienna was our last stop, because we were on the way to Hamburg to catch the boat, to go back, and so, when we got to Vienna, they, these two, the other we brought together on the boat, you know, and another trip was with this girl kind of thing. And so they were in Vienna, and we were out all night. We just went all kinds of places. And he barely made it home and get our bags and stuff. Get the
boat. 1934, he must have been old. 24 years old.
Yeah.
Fun.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was so much fun. Believe it. But my second husband.
How long were you married on your first marriage?
He died in 1959.
Well,
it's
20 years
now. I married the first time. And when I was going with this fella from Vienna, and that was before I went to Europe, I was going with him. And we go to Danzig, Vienna with the boys, and we go there, and then we meet all that stuff. And I know I was going with him then. And when I met Gerald, I was telling you how I met him. But I didn't go out with Harold too much, because I was crazy about this guy, and I was going between the two of them, you know. So he, uh, No, we lived up here. This house belonged to Harold.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That is like it is now. It's when you see a house, you know. And his sister lived up here and when I was going with Harold. They have two children, a boy and a girl. I still call them on their birthday.
Yes.
She was living in California, both of them. And so this one time, he wanted Harold wanted me to come up and have Billy, because his sister's husband were out of town. And he was going to have a party, so
they come on up.
And I said, well, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about going to Green River there.
Lunch
down there. And I was going to go with Pipe. And he said, I said, but I don't, and then the gal. We were going to stay overnight because she was going with some guys down there. And it was when I went to Europe and so there's another one. This guy there too long ago in Arizona. And so I don't know whether my mother's going to let me go or not. And I said, if I could go, I'll call you. And you wouldn't let me go. And I was working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make any difference. You still didn't listen.
Yeah.
And so she wouldn't let me go to Green River, so I called Harold. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I guess I'll come up. You'll have to come down and get me. Okay. Mom won't let me go to Green River. He said, okay. So he kept off and on, and then finally tried to. He had his mother support, and he couldn't. He was just working on what was it, the one of those.
Well,
so the government had it during the war, you know.
Conservation work.
Yeah. And that he could support his mother and get married too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we both
Harold.
And then I started going with Harold.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you ever have any kids?
Yeah, I had
one.
Well, I had one miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
I had one that was a
6 months
baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
That lived for 6 hours.
That's
all. Little boy was buried up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Pike. That's what his name is for now, but everybody called him Pike this month. And he never married. He said he was waiting for me. And then Harold died. He died in 59. Mm-hmm. And Pike and I were married in 62. And he said he used to come up from Green River on his day golf all the time and walk past the Marguerite, you know, where I was working for Al, to see if he could see me. But he couldn't get the courage to come, you know. And he was, there were two different types of people. There's the kind that he'd do that, whatever you want to do, he'd do it. And he, but Pike, he was not willing. So, you know, so he wasn't teaching for it. But I have this one time looking through the, I didn't get something out of the window. Something by the window. He was going over to Toastmaster. That's where he stole when he came from Green River. And I looked. And my heart just. After all those years.
This kind of funny. Not funny, it's kind of.
Yeah, 20, I'm married.
What?
To,
23 years?
23 years. A widow for 26 years. And, I'm just way too lucky. Being in. So, I said, what's on me? Big time, so I guess, if you wait for me over at Toastmaster, I'll stop in and take care of my and run you a drink if you go, okay? So that's how we got married.
How long were you married then?
7 years when he died. In 69, he was married in 62, he had a heart problem. He told us, I knew about it. But he said, doctor said that he might live for a long time. No, I think he didn't.
Ben.
We used to go fishing.
What did he do for them?
He was railroad in Green River. He was a machinist.
He lived there?
In this house.
Oh, sometimes in this house.
Which is when my first mother died. See, his dad died. I didn't even stand. He died a long time before. When she died, she left him the house. So I've been working at it.
Really? Turned it into a beautiful place. A nice home.
So I enjoy it now.
Got a nice yard. You described the most exciting thing that ever happened to you while you lived here in Austin. What would that be?
I guess when teenagers, it was when they'd have on Labor Day, when they'd have the parade and go, they always had a talent show at the Rialto. And then going to the dances, that's about the excitement there was around here. Now, I know one time, though, they had some stuff at the airport. And then everyone was, and that was exciting. I can't remember what it was now. There really wasn't to do around here with the boys going up and some dances on Saturday night. They didn't have cocktail lounges or anything.
Did you go out to dinner often?
We never went out with kids.
Never.
Turn my table.
real fascinating story.
Yeah, it was. And he, like I said, my two husbands were altogether different people. Mm-hmm. Errol liked to party a lot. And you don't have that on there now, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, is it still on?
You want me to shut it off?
Yeah, I don't want to tell you what.
Okay.
He was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
All in all, have you really enjoyed your life?
Pardon?
All in all, have you really enjoyed your life?
Yeah, I have.
If you could do it all again, would there be anything to change?
Well, I don't know. Well, the way things were, there wasn't... Now you say you would want to change it, you know, because mm-hmm. people live differently now than they used to.
Yeah, that's true.
But we had fun all the time.
Sounds like you had a
good
time.
And when I was married the first time, we used to take a vacation every year. We'd go to California because that's where his mother lived in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And till she died, we always. Oh, and then after that, we'd go down there and visit his two, his niece and nephew. You know, his sister's children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they lived after his father died. He and his mother moved to Long Beach. He quit his job at the post office. And. So, I don't know how long he was out there. He was out there when they had that big earthquake. And then he got tired of being there. He worked for one of those outfits that made airplanes during the war. And so he decided to come back to Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went back to the post office, but he had to get he didn't have any seniority then because he took everything out that he lined up before. So, but then when he died, he was he worked in the money order department. Yeah. And all the old ladies liked him because he'd help them fill out the, you know, you had to fill out a thing to get a money order.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just tell them what you want, but that time you had to write it out.
Yeah.
And he'd always help them. And they were all so sad after he died because nobody'd help them.
I'm going to review some of these questions here and see if there's anything I can think of to ask. Politics, that's a question that I haven't gone over yet. Are you Democratic or Republican?
I'm a Democrat. And the reason I'm a Democrat is because my oldest brother was... He was in politics. He was a lawyer in town.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran for county attorney.
Who was this?
Democrat.
Who was it, your brother?
Joe Gilisich.
Joe Gilisich. Uh-huh. I've heard that name.
Yeah. And he still lives here. He's the only one that, he and I are the only ones left in the family. And, well, that's why I was a Democrat. Otherwise, I don't know what I'd have been.
Are you going to vote tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you?
You are
mind?
You?
You bet. You mind if I ask you who you're going to vote for? I know.
I'm going to vote for Binnick.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to vote, too.
Huh?
I'm going to vote, too. I'm a Republican, though.
I know. And my husband, Harold, was a Republican.
Was he?
Yeah. And I was a registered Democrat. But I never voted a straight ticket.
I never have either. I voted for who I've always felt to be the best candidate for the job.
Well, that's what I figure, too. And I know once a lady called. It was during election. And I answered and... She said, oh, I don't want to talk to you. Let me talk to Harold. And I said, okay. And she was a Republican. And she was telling something about us, you know. But I never voted a straight ticket, you know. But and then my second husband was a Democrat.
Well, I think I've asked just about all the questions I can think of right now. I might come back tomorrow evening and ask you a few more if I can think of them. I'm kind of running out of time. I got 20 minutes.
Oh, you have to go to work.
Yeah, I got
to
go to
work. Oh, you got to work.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I got about 20 minutes left.
Yeah, okay.
I really appreciate you helping me with this.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether I helped you any or not.
Oh, yeah, you've helped me a lot. You've helped me a lot. And your life seems to be really interesting.
It was exciting. It wasn't dull, I can tell you that.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.